So let's go to Matt Charbonneau. He follows Michigan State football and basketball on the Big Ten for the Detroit News. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Matthew?
Good to you. How's it going, man?
It's going good. Yeah, I wanted to have some conversation today with people who follow Michigan, Michigan State, and the Big Ten and talk about its future. What do you think is short-term and long-term for the conference?
Well, short-term, I'm not sure there's going to be much right away. The interesting thing to me was, I think it was a little more than a week ago or whenever the Texas-Oklahoma news first started coming, and I said, why didn't the Big Ten just reach out to Clemson, Florida State? You know, I know the ACC deal with their TV deal and all that goes out for a while, but isn't it worth at least reaching out to those two teams? Whether they have or not, or how much validity there is to this Clemson and Florida State, the SEC, we'll have to see. But, I mean, my fear with the Big Ten is if you sit around and do nothing, where does that lead the conference? You know, if these mega conferences are happening, when does someone start calling on Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, you know, schools like that? You don't want to leave yourself vulnerable to that. You want to be out ahead of it. That's why I was suggesting that. And then now, what sort of discussions are going on right now, I don't know, but I don't think it's something you sit and wait and see what everybody else does. I think you need to be proactive at this point.
This is where you need a Jim Delaney, and it's not a knock against Kevin Warren, but somebody with that foresight, you know, kind of like what Hollis did when he was AD at Michigan State, where you're looking down the road, you're not just thinking about today's decisions. And yeah, I think you have in the Big Ten, you don't have the same rabid football mentality that you have in the SEC, and that's where they get Oklahoma and Texas to leave the Big 12. You still have academics versus athletics in the Big Ten more than you do in a conference like the SEC.
Well, right. When you hear certain reports about the Big Ten to be open to certain schools, but they need to be, in the AAU, the American Association of Universities. And we know Nebraska is not now. They were when they first came over. So that really starts to limit what schools you're looking at and what you would be willing or capable of doing in terms of expansion. I know there's a lot of schools you can throw out there, but certainly nothing with the pull of Clemson or Florida State when it comes to football. And let's be honest, you know, you could add some other teams, whether it's Kansas, something like that, go to the ACC for Carolinas and Dukes of the world, or, you know, go out west with UCLA, and you could create a really great basketball conference. But when it comes down to the dollars and cents of this thing and the real money in it, that's not what matters. It's football that drives all this. Everybody knows that. And those schools don't really bring a lot and along those lines. So it's tough to see where the Big Ten goes because of all those, you know, other issues. Do they work out something with the Pac-12 where it's more of a cooperative sort of thing, or do they just raid teams from there? It's really kind of an interesting time, and I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'm not sure I would limit anything at this point of where it could go. It'd also be interesting. You got to throw the Notre Dame thing out there again for the millionth time, it feels like. So we'll see where it all goes, but it's hard to predict right now.
What is best for the future of the Big Ten, short and long term? Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News follows Michigan, Michigan State. The Big Ten, he's joining us on the Meyer guest line. You know, I look at the realistic options for this conference because I get the academics versus athletic fight. You watched it in COVID where, you know, the SEC, other conferences were different than the Big Ten, and I think that really showed what, as a conference, they're thinking. I do like the idea of a mega merger between the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. I really do.
Yeah, I don't dislike that one either. I mean, obviously you have the natural geographic split. But think about the universities out there you have. I mean, whether it's Southern Cal or UCLA, Oregon, certainly in football, these are high-end programs. I like that as much as, you know, maybe picking apart some of the leftovers of the Big 12, you know, whether it's Kansas or Iowa State or things like that. I think that'd be interesting. We know the Pac-12 and the Big 10 have a long history. For a while there, they had an agreement to start scheduling, you know, somewhat regular games. That kind of fell through and never really happened. So that, to me, is the most appealing thing. I mean, I've given up on the Notre Dame thing a long time ago. So I think that would be a great idea for the Big Ten, explore something like that with a conference that you have a long history of working together with also some universities with a lot of pull out there. So I would love to see something go with that. If that's the way we're going, and then end up with something like that with the Pac-12.
Yeah, because I do believe with Oklahoma, Texas, and where they're at geographically, that you know the SEC is looking at two teams to add on the east side, and whether that's – and that's why I think the report of Clemson, Florida State stepping up, there was the talk of maybe even Notre Dame and Penn State on that east side, or they pair up and go to the ACC. But if Clemson and Florida State run to the SEC, the ACC would be in the same predicament as the Big Ten. So you know they're going to add two schools on the east side to enter when Oklahoma and Texas come in.
Yeah, and you know, the good position that the Big Ten is in, it's not like they're, you know, on shaky ground like the Big 12 was already. I mean, you're in the Big Ten, you're getting plenty of cash. I mean, that's what we saw why Maryland and Rutgers were so desperate to join a few years back. So the Big Ten's in solid shape right now. What you don't want, you want to avoid is losing those big name programs. So I think they're in a good spot right now. I think they just need to be wise in where they're adding, because I think they're certainly in better shape than the Big 12. I think they're in better shape than both the ACC and Pac 12 as well. So it's really, you just don't want to be stuck waiting, and then you're kind of sitting there with the leftovers. That's a spot you don't want to be in.
Matt Sharman, Detroit News, follows Michigan, Michigan State, the Big Ten, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Yeah, I think your options are either you go mega conference, or you just hold your ground and you move forward. And if you lose a Penn State, if they would bolt for the ACC or SEC West, then you figure out who you add in there.
Yeah. I mean, Penn State's obviously a big brand. You don't love to lose them. You really don't want to lose Ohio State, Michigan. But I think you're right. I think maybe stand pat, as you know, because when we're talking about the Kansas and Iowa States of the world like that, they're still going to be there. If a Pac-12 sort of merger doesn't happen, you can still go back to those plans as well. So, and see what happens with the ACC if Clemson and Florida State go, or Notre Dame. I mean, what's going to happen to that conference? So you have, you know, schools out there to look at. So I don't think this is going to happen overnight. We all want to, like, figure it out in the next week or so where everyone's going to be, but this is going to take a little time. We'll see what direction it all goes. But I think there is a couple good options for the Big Ten if they end up going that direction.
You can follow everything Michigan State with Matt Charbonneau inside the Detroit News on Matt's Twitter feed. Matthew, thank you for your time, and I look forward to our next conversation.
You got it. You'd see it.